from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Another team representing Canada on home soil at a World Junior Hockey Championship is being accused of group sexual assault. This time, it's the 2003 team. Police in Halifax have been called in by Hockey Canada because the Nova Scotia Capital co-hosted that tournament. Sport Canada has also been contacted. Meanwhile, police in London say they're reopening a criminal investigation into a similar incident said to have happened at the 2018 championship. Hockey Canada settled the civil side of that one with an out-of-court settlement 2 months ago. Ontario's opposition is doubling down in its call for better sick leave for people with COVID-19. The provincial government is renewing its program of providing up to 3 paid days off for someone who comes down with the virus or is taking care of someone with it. It had been due to expire this month, but will now be extended until the end of next March. The New Democrats say the number of sick days should be increased to 10 to allow people enough time to recover properly. A group of small and medium-sized businesses say the sick leave program should be made permanent. The Timmins and Area Drug Strategy is planning its next moves in its battle against opioids and other drugs in the city, so it's looking for expert input at a series of focus groups. Drug Strategy member Christiane Blaine says that input will come from people with lived experience with those drugs, are now struggling, or aren't struggling but still using drugs.
We want all of those perspectives. We want to broaden that scope to make sure that we're, as healthcare providers, opening up the doors to options.
The next focus group meeting is Wednesday afternoon, August 3rd, at the main branch of the public library. We have an email address for more information on our website. Despite the threat of being fined heavily, Pierre Poilievre says he won't be at the next federal Conservative Party leadership debate. A third debate in both English and French is set for August 3rd, but the perceived frontrunner is refusing to take part because he doesn't like the way the May event was run. His campaign could be lining itself up for a $50,000 fine for skipping the event. Separate agreements will pave the way for millions of tons of Ukrainian grain to be exported again. Russia and Ukraine signed the deals with Turkey and the United Nations today, ending a standoff that was threatening food supplies around the world. Russian grain and fertilizer will also be exported. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.